Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. In both our readings today, first from Genesis and then from the Gospel of St. Matthew, we see people picking the low-hanging fruit. In other words, doing what is easiest. In the first reading from Genesis, we hear about a great famine that spread throughout Egypt and well beyond Egypt, throughout the entire territory, and people were hungry and hurting all over the land. We then hear of Joseph, a Jew who had risen to a certain amount of power in Egypt. He was the youngest who was sold into slavery by his two brothers. People who are in desperate times do desperate things. They do whatever they can just to get by. And as the title of this podcast suggests, they pick the low-hanging fruit, whatever is easiest. And today, we're often picking from the low-hanging fruit, doing very much the same thing as is happening in the book of Genesis. We will often pick the low-hanging fruit by blaming someone or another group for all the trouble that we find ourselves in. Naming and blaming is something that's going on all the time, all around us. There's a lot of this kind of picking the low-hanging fruit on Capitol Hill and throughout our political system. And even our church isn't spared this tendency to pick the low-hanging fruit. The institutional part of our church does it by marginalizing those who are in most need of healing compassion. Just think of the people in your own life, in our own lives, who feel shunned or rejected by the institutional church, their need for real healing compassion, and they are denied it because they somehow don't fit in with our idea of what they should be. And in today's Gospel of St. Matthew, even Jesus seems to be tempted by this low-hanging fruit. He says in Matthew's Gospel, "Turn away from pagan territory. First go to the lost children of the house of Israel." It's natural to want to take care of our own first. And Jesus quickly learns in the gospel. He really quickly learns in the gospel, especially through the women that are in Matthew's gospel. Jesus learns that his mission is not just to the lost sheep of Israel, but to everyone without exception. The Christ, the healing compassion of the Christ, needs to go out to all people, no matter who they are, no matter where they're from, or even what they think about. They need to be offered the healing compassion of the Christ. And the healing compassion of Christ comes through you and through me. It comes through our communities of faith. This is the hallmark of Jesus' mission to the world. And so it's our hallmark. It needs to be central to all that we say and all that we do, to welcome in the lost, the marginalized, the unfortunate, the hungry, the poor, the blind, the lame, all people, no matter what. We need to say loud and clear that all people are welcomed here, no matter what, no matter how hard they are to pick up.